Hello, friends, and welcome back to Mixology, the podcast where we discuss, discover, and dissect mono and stereo mixes on classic albums from the 60s. And today, we're finally taking a trip out on the main show with Herman's Hermits and their 1967 album, Blaze. Issued in mono and stereo on MGM in the USA on October 1967, the album wasn't actually issued in the UK, though it was a very popular import with the stereo copies. The first thing to note before we move into the episode itself is that Moonshine Man and I Call Out Her Name were only mixed into mono and artificial stereo for the stereo album, but this isn't quite as simple as you might think. This leaves us with 8 mixes for the stereo, and of course 10 dedicated mono mixes. But we did also get 7 tracks remixed by Ron Fermanek in 1991, which were finally issued in 2015 by the Bear Family on the 50th Anniversary Anthology Collection. Thus, we have an additional 7 mixes to look at there. However, before we move into the episode itself, I of course got to shout out, as always, my wonderful, wonderful patrons whose support helps keep the show going. There's loads of extra content over there, as always, and this Sunday on Mixology on 45, we'll be looking at the Barry Ryan classic, Eloise. With its 5.5 minute runtime, there's plenty to dig into, even though it may not necessarily appear so at first, but there's lots of little touches in there that do make a nice difference. And with a mono mix that's never been reissued and I've had to take from a really minty 45, certainly interesting from that point alone. I also want to give a huge shout out to our newest patron, the wonderful Shirty Mop. So, Shirty, thanks for coming on board. If you too want to support the show, you can do so from any tier and even free for the occasional update post over at patreon.com/backtomono. I look forward to seeing you in the comments over there. Before we dig into the episode as well, I want to mention that at this time I am really in the state of the move to Australia, and currently I'm sat in an office where this desk is about to go tomorrow and in a couple of days we fly, but this means that there's not much else in the room. As you can hear, despite the fact we're in the same position as usual, it's a bit more echoey, so I apologise for the slight difference, but there's not much I can really do about it right this second, so I thought let's keep the show going anyway. But without further ado, let's move into our opening points about the album before we get to the opening track. It's first important to discuss the nature of Mickey Most's approach to mixing in stereo, as he produced the album. He was a die-hard believer in mono into the early 70s, and most stereo mixes have aged very well in their lack of heavy stereo usage. And much like his mixes that were used on the Donovan LP, A Gift from a Flower to a Garden, they don't highlight too many differences, but that does not mean they are without. And there are a few genuine highlights to be seen here, especially as we get later on into the album. Of course, things get more interesting when we bring in the Ron Fermanek remixes from 1991 of the aforementioned first 7 tracks to the album. I don't doubt Ron has remixed all 10 songs at this stage, but sadly, this is all we have been treated to. If one hasn't heard a Ron Fermanek remix before, it's important to understand his sound for the period. These are very clean and open mixes, and compared to the often heavy compression EQ used on 60s mixdowns, Ron prefers to keep it dynamic and dry, heavily aided by his ahead-of-the-curve syncing of staged tapes, albeit with some minor sync issues sadly, but given the technology he was working with at the time, it's certainly listenable, and I've got no issues with that. The effort is very much appreciated. I personally find them more fascinating insights than actual preferred listening experiences, and the tracks as presented on the Bear Family set also appear to have a rather bloated sounding EQ, especially apparent when moving from the 60s mixes, so do keep all these points in mind as we compare. It's also worth noting that Ron's remixes of the Hollies catalogue issued on the American 1993 collection similarly had a strange treatment once they hit the CD compared to his original mixes, so I'd love to hear these free from the later remastering process. As a little bonus as well, I'm going to be including the song Mum and Dad, which was recently brought to my attention by Andrew Sandoval as an excised track from the LP late in production, as it's present on the track list but not in the audio for the US reel-to-reel release, as the second to last track on the LP. Of course, this eventually saw release on The Best of Herman's Hermits Volume 3 in the US only in January of 1968, which gave us both the true mono mix and a stereo mix of the track, and we were treated to a remix for Ron again for this one, so this gives us another three mixes to look at. The fact that the other two exclusive tracks of Volume 3 only issued in mono, and that's to this day, meant that it didn't make sense to isolate it anywhere else, even for the Patreon, and it beefs out the episode nicely. Without further ado though, let's kick in with the opening track, the Donovan composition, Museum. Now right off the bat, in the right channel, there is a stray noise that is muted in the mono, assumedly from one of the vocal tracks which are panned left and right. This is also absent in the remix, but we'll cover this shortly. Stereo, then again in mono. Again in mono. As for the body, things are generally the same, with the heavily layered vocals panned left and right, and potentially central too, it's very hard to tell. Peter feels like he's in and around my very being on this one. There's a slightly clearer echo to the vocal in mono, but it's in the center of the stereo which might be the cause of what I just mentioned for the uncertainty of the panning. It is just less pronounced though, due to the separation. As we saw on the aforementioned Donovan LP, most enjoyed printing the echo to the tape, which allowed it to match somewhat between the mixes. Overall though, with the elements for this mix, Ron's 1991 mix doesn't add or subtract much, aside from the aforementioned sonic differences. Noon is definitely wider and drier, making it clearer there are only two vocal tracks from present, but the backing track is also now in true wide stereo, which is just a joy to hear overall. Thus, we'll move through all three, starting with the mono.
Don't do it if you don't want to. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
Into stereo.
No, don't do it if you don't want to. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
To the remix.
So little do you think of beauty.
And at the end, we get a longer fade in mono, and then the remix fades to conclusion. So we'll start with the stereo. Mono. Remix. Track 2 is the Graham Gouldman composition Upstairs, Downstairs, one of my favourites here. And right off the bat, the 1991 reveals something fascinating about the mix that's easy to miss. On the Upstairs, there's a sped up vocal present in the mix, a fun little bit of studio trickery mixed right in mono and centrally in stereo, while in the remix it's loud and proud in the right channel. This is what I really emphasised when I said they're fascinating sort of presentation mixes rather than listening ones in my opinion. Outside of this, the panning is generally for this part the same in the stereo mixes, and the mono is the usual greater level of cohesiveness. We'll hear all three, starting with the mono.
Upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs, upstairs,
and again in stereo.
Upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs, upstairs.
And again in the remix.
Upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs, upstairs every night.
As for the body, the stereo and mono are certainly close, with the only stereo action being in vocals, with one Peter vocal central with the high-pitched vocal, second Peter right and the backing vocals in the left. The mono also has a little more echo evident on the vocal. The remix moves the solo Peter to the left, the Peter with the high vocal to the right, the backing vocals right too, while also splitting the strings to the left, after being locked into the centre in the stereo. We'll move through, starting with the mono first.
Upstairs in the boy and his crying from the ruby
into stereo.
He goes down one flight and tries her to fill the eyes
to the remix.
Upstairs every night, boy is quiet in the ruby. Downstairs just one flight, there's nothing to be said.
Busy Line, our first original here, comes up next, and we get a curious stereo mix, presenting the stereo mix with Peter's vocals and the backing track mixed to mono, processed into fake stereo, but then the backing vocals are clearly panned to the right on top. The mono as a result is technically essentially the same, but has a tighter sonic sound and seemingly presents a little more echo on Peter's vocal. The remix seems to again use clever EQ to put a mono backing track into somewhat stereo, the bass being centrally strong, but the cymbals and snare move to the right-ish, and the lead guitar seemingly dropping in volume compared to the 67 mixes, where it dominates. The backing vocals have also moved from right to left, and Peter is now split in the left and right channels and bone dry. Mono first.
I hear you say anytime at all. I hear you say anytime you call, I'll be there. You make me feel so happy. I'll pick you up, don't let me down.
Into stereo.
You've been seen with someone else in town. Could this mean you're laying me around all the time? I call you up, no answer. But you're at home, I see the light.
To the remix.
See, you're slipping away from me. Don't you see? I want you to stay and love me. You're above me.
Our next group original and a standout track here, and the B-side to Museum and Don't Go Out Into the Rain if you're in the UK or the US, is Moonshine Man. And right off the bat, the stereo mix is a reprocessed mono mix, but that doesn't mean we should disregard it just yet. We'll come back to that. The remix has the usual change in sonic characteristics and places the vocals cleanly centrally. The elements of the backing track seem to have the basic rhythm pan left with a heavy echo on this right. And the main bass line is somewhat right, though it's entirely possible this is again a clever extraction job. It's honestly hard to tell. Either way, the included elements overall match here. We'll run through and still include the fake stereo just for posterity. Mono first.
Moonshine, shadows.
Fake stereo. Fade, oddly the fake stereo mix actually fades later and for longer than the mono. This clearly means that this is actually a dedicated presentation. It was mixed to mono then reprocessed for stereo during the stereo mixdown session. The remix of course treats us to a longer ending. We'll hear the mono, then we'll hear it again in stereo to hear how it differs in shape and length, and then move to the remix.
Mr. Moonshine Man. Mr. Moonshine Man.
Stereo into the remix. And closing out side one is probably my favourite here, Green Street Green. Little fun fact, Green Street Green is a town not far from where I live, well at this point in the UK. It is assumedly the inspiration here, as songwriter Jeff Stevens is from North London, just the other side of the city, as I'm more South London. Equally, it could just be that it sounded good, as it certainly fits the vibe. Who knows? But this track is, unlike Busy Line, true mono for the backing track and Peter's vocal, with the backing vocals pan right and the echo for these central. This makes the echo less apparent when compared to the mono, despite it being there, but the light echo on Peter's vocal in mono seems absent in stereo. The remix again puts the backing track into stereo, with some EQ extraction potentially occurring along with the sync, splitting Peter's vocal in a left and right divide, and moves the backing vocals over to the left, reducing the echo on these and having just a dash on Peter. It's shocking what a difference the earlier tape generation and bright EQ makes to the acoustic guitars here, as they just absolutely ring out by comparison. Not that they sounded bad, but they're so clean and fresh here. Mono first.
If you got a pack of trouble weighing on your worried mind, if you tend to see things double and you can't unwind, take a trip to Green Street Green.
Into stereo.
Get yourself a little scene. Everything is kind of groovy down at Green Street Green. Situated north of Nancy, just a little east of west.
Into the remix.
People that do what they fancy, dressed in fancy dress. So take a trip to Green Street Green and get yourself a little scene. Everything is kind of groovy down at Green Street Green.
Side 2 opens up with the US single Don't Go Out Into the Rain, and shockingly here, the backing track is actually a little more stereo, with what seems to be some stereo bass action going in the left and right channels, with the rest mixed centrally, at least for the first verse, giving everything a similar idea aside from a brighter EQ in mono. The remix is shocking though. The 6-7 mixes both feature heavy compression and aggressive EQ on the acoustic guitars, sounding quite unnatural, while the remix tones this right down, almost pushing them into the background, of course into stereo. And for Peter's double vocals, splits in left and right and pops the backing vocals over to the right. We'll hear the first 30 seconds in all three mixes, starting with the mono.
Don't go out into the rain, you're gonna melt. Sugar, I know. Come and sit here by the fire for a spell. Sugar, please take your shoes off and make yourself comfortable. The weather's miserable and you're so kissable.
And again in stereo.
Don't go out into the rain, you're gonna melt. Sugar, I know. Come and sit here by the fire for a spell. Sugar, how? Please take your shoes off and make yourself comfortable. The weather's miserable and you're so kissable.
And again, and prepare yourself for this in the remix.
Don't go out to the rain, you're gonna melt. Sugar, I know. Come and sit here by the fire for a spell. Sugar, how? Please take your shoes off and make yourself comfortable. The weather's miserable and you're so kissable.
The stereo also features the strings panned left, in the remix too, but the mono appears to have extra echo applied to these, though it's hard to discern due to the compression applied. We hear the burst at 1 minute 28 in all three. Mono first. And again in stereo.
Don't go out into the rain, you're gonna melt. Sugar,
again in the remix.
Don't go out into the rain, you're gonna melt. Sugar, hello.
And at the end, the remix has a noticeably longer decay. Stereo, then again in the remix. And again in the remix. Another original is I Call Out Her Name, and much like Moonshine Man, we only get a vintage fake stereo mix, and due to no fade, it's not possible to discern if this is from a unique mixing session like Moonshine Man was, but we'll add it to the comparisons for posterity. As for the remix, the mono is already a pretty dry production, so Ron's dry stereo mix only matches this in general approach, but the sonic change is of course noticeable. We'll start with the mono.
Somebody help me, I'm on my way home. I'm sick and I'm tired of this traveling alone. The girl that I left was to blame, but I can't forget her, I call out her name.
It's fake stereo.
She fooled me completely, then I realized she spent all my money too late, I got wise.
It's the remix.
I walked out and caught the first train, but I can't forget her, I call out her name. She's a no good woman, now it's plain to see, but I can't get her off my mind, that's what bothers me.
Now, for the last three tracks in the album proper, we don't have the 1991 remixes for them, but one little packet of cigarettes gives us a very exciting difference in the original mixes that this isn't a concern. And that's a single-tracked vocal in stereo and a doubled one in mono. Very useful when identifying that the Capitol Club mono pressing was a fold. Opening verse in stereo, and we'll move into the mono.
Listen to the story I'm about to tell. How one little packet of cigarettes has made my life a living hell. You see, I met her at this party, my dream of happiness. And on one little packet of cigarettes I wrote her address. And I
looked again in mono.
Listen to the story I'm about to tell, how one little packet of cigarettes has made my life a living hell. You see, I met her at this party, my dream of happiness. And on one little packet of cigarettes I wrote her address. And I looked here.
As for the stereo mix, it seems a softer mixed backing track with some stereo echo going on, potentially bleed from the, shocker, full stereo strings. These are appropriately mixed far higher in stereo too, so we'll hear the second chorus in mono, then again in stereo.
And I looked here, and I looked there, under tables and under chairs. I looked up, and I looked down, but one little packet cannot be found. No, it seems forever.
And again in stereo.
And I look here, and I look there, under tables and under chairs. I've looked up, and I've looked down, but one little packet cannot be found. Now it seems forever.
And for the final chord, this seems to have some stereo overdubs in said mix, as we have stereo information that is not string-based, but it lacked the big echo the mono applies to this moment. We'll hear it in mono, and then again in stereo. And again in the dry stereo. So Second to last track and fantastic number, Last Bus Home, is one where we have a mix that is very clearly balanced differently, as in stereo the backing track is much lower when relative to Peter, and the backing vocals significantly louder, though still matching the echo pan central to the backing vocals right panning. It's subtle overall, but it just makes the mono the far better and stronger mix. Start with the mono.
You've walked out on the in crowd with a girl that you've just met for a little late night living on your own. And you want to dance till morning with this piece of fairer sex, and she says it's late and wants to head for home. And it's all part of the last bus home.
It's a stereo.
In a gigantic greenhouse where the late night buses stop, you'll be waiting for another half an hour with a man dressed in a raincoat with a piece of string around, and a man who's dressed in mohair claims his car is broken down. And it's all part of the last bus home.
And bonus time. It's time for Mum and Dad, as I promised, and this seemingly is where the track would have been set if the reel-to-reel was to be believed, so we'll cover it, as I said, here. This allows us to bring back the 1991 remixes too. The elephant in the room is somewhat in the mono. This is one compressed beast, to the extent the solo guitar intro is distorting before the track itself runs slower than all other configurations. Of course, the 1991 is cleaner than the stereo, but they're overall quite close. We'll hear the intro in all three, stereo first. And again in the remix.
Mom and Dad used to.
And again in the mono.
Mom and Dad used to.
As for the body, the mono has a much bigger echo on the vocals, though some is certainly present on the stereo, which splits Peter left and central and the backing vocals central and right, with the backing track mono, including strings. And naturally, we get a dry remix that follows this as a bass, splitting the vocals left and right instead and moving the strings left. We'll compare from 56 seconds in all three, mono first.
Mom and Dad used to, so
stereo.
Mom and Dad used to, so they say. Mom and Dad used to, every so I can do. And why can't I begin to? I think we ought to be better, begin to fall in love. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again in the remix.
Mom and Dad used to, so they say.
As for the fade, the mono ends first, closely followed by the stereo, and then the remix gets an extended fade for demonstration. We'll start with the mono. Stereo. Remix. And closing out the album is Ace, King, Queen, Jack. And overall we have very similar mixes, owing to a closely balanced lead and backing track. And the backing vocals just pan to the right. And while they do seem thicker in mono, this could just be the side effect of the mix, or a little echo. In mono, then again in stereo.
Ace, king, queen, thinks check. I think I'll hit the set and say a prayer to my guardian.
Again in stereo.
Ace, king, queen thinks check. I think I'll hit the set and say a prayer to my guardian angel, who's been saying that he's willing and he's able to make enough money for a cable. Ace, king, queen, alright, check.
The main track fades down earlier into the spoken word outro in mono, making Peter's go on buried in mono, but the start of the speech regarding how to keep the dustman happy is much clearer. The piece, however, does enter in at the exact same time as they line up perfectly, thus it's clearly on another track on the tape rather than being synced up in the mixing stage. We'll hear the fade down in mono, and then again in stereo.
Least I know I ain't got it now.
Said good morning to the dustman.
Good morning, dustman!
The old dust cars onto which the rubbish used to be placed and tipped have been replaced.
And again, in stereo.
Least I know I ain't got it now. Come on.
Have you ever said good morning to the dustman?
Good morning, dustman!
The old dust cars onto which the rubbish used to be placed and tipped have been replaced by mammoth machines which crush it and chew it as they move noiselessly.
And with that, we complete our look at this wonderful album and bonus track from Herman's Hermits, and that being Blaze. I absolutely love this album, and I've discussed it previously on my Artists in Mono episode, and potentially it's one for long players in mono down the line, but if you've never heard it before, I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard today, and I highly recommend seeking it out. It's very easy to pick up absolutely on the cheap, and a number of years ago for Record Store Day, it was reissued at 45 RPM by Abco, pressed to QRP, and I don't have a copy of that because it doesn't turn up here, but I know it's like a $5 record new in the US, so I highly recommend going that route if you're over there. Either way, I've had a great time finally covering this today, and I hope you have too, and, well, at the time of you listening to this, hopefully anyway, I will be about to jet off to Australia. So, from me to you, I hope you're having a great, great day. Remember, if you want more content, you can head on over to the Back to Mono Radio Patreon at patreon.com/backtomono, or you can email me at backtomonoradio@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Instagram at hypnoticfred, and links to all of these are down in the show notes. But from me to you, remember, whoever you are, and wherever you are, have a great, great day.